¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's Mood.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly, and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to Mood.com. That's Mood.com to get started.
Hey there. Ready to dive deep into the world of firearms with me today?
Always up for a good deep dive, especially when it involves a classic like the Colt Python.
You read my mind. Our listeners sent over a couple of articles from Shooting Illustrated, an NRA publication, all about a 2,000-round durability test they ran on the new Colt Python revolver.
That's a pretty serious test. Should give us some insights into how this legendary revolver is holding up in the 21st century.
It's definitely got our attention. Yeah. I mean, the Colt Python, with its sleek look and reputation for accuracy, has always had this air of mystique around it, right?
Absolutely.
But at the same time, there's always been this whisper, let's call it a fragility, associated with it.
Yeah, it's interesting how that fragility label got attached to the Python.
So is it deserved? Was the Python really that fragile?
Well, a lot of it comes down to anecdotal reports, you know, stories about the older models having a tendency to go out of time after a certain amount of use.
Out of time. For those of us who might not be firearms experts, what exactly does that mean?
So imagine you've got a perfectly timed dance routine where every movement is synchronized, but then one dancer is slightly off.
It throws off the whole performance.
Exactly. That's kind of what out of time is like with a revolver. It means the cylinder rotation, the way it aligns with the barrel for each shot, loses its precise timing. And when that happens...
I'm guessing that's when the problems start.
You got it?
Yeah.
Accuracy goes out the window, reliability takes a hit. It can be a real headache.
So this 2,000 round challenge, they were putting the new Python through its paces to see if it could keep up, so to speak, if it could maintain that perfect timing.
You could say that. This test was actually inspired by the military's own standards for pistol reliability. It's not just about shooting a ton of rounds, it's about replicating the kind of wear and tear a firearm might encounter in demanding situations.
So it's about pushing the revolver to its limits and seeing how it holds up. Kind of like instead of just driving a car around the block, we're talking about putting it through a seriously demanding off-road course.
Exactly. Limited cleaning, various types of ammunition. It's the ultimate test of endurance. And from what I gathered in these articles, they really didn't hold back.
They put the Python through a serious workout. 0.38, special P, 0.357 Magnum, standard pressure, 0.38. It was quite a cocktail of rounds they used, right?
They weren't messing around. And you're right, this test is about more than just the sheer number of rounds fired.
It's also about how those rounds are fired.
Absolutely. The way a revolver is fired, especially in rapid double action, puts stress on the internal mechanisms, much like hard acceleration puts wear and tear on a car's engine. It's all connected.
Now, you mentioned earlier that Colt revolvers have a unique action. What sets them apart from something like a Smith & Wesson or a Ruger?
Yeah.
What makes the Colt action unique?
It all boils down to a small but critical component called the hand.
The hand.
It's the small part, internal of course, that rotates the cylinder, bringing each chamber into alignment with the barrel for firing. It's a vital part of what makes a Colt a Colt.
And if I'm understanding this right, it was inconsistencies with this hand in older Pythons that often led to them going out of time.
You hit the nail on the head. In those older models, the way the hand was fitted and the heat treatment it received could vary. And that variation often led to uneven wear and tear. Think of it like this. If you've got a small part under a lot of stress and it's not perfectly crafted and treated, it's going to wear down faster. And eventually, that's going to cause problems.
And that's where those whispers of fragility start to creep in. So how does the new Colt Python address this issue? Have they found a way to build a better hand?
That's where modern manufacturing works its magic. The articles highlight how CNC machining, which allows for incredibly tight tolerances, has revolutionized firearm production. We're talking about a level of precision that was unimaginable back in the day when those older Pythons were being made.
So it's all about precision.
Absolutely, and this isn't just marketing hype. The author of these articles actually took the time to measure crucial parts like the cylinder gap, that's the space between the cylinder and the barrel and the hand itself, both before and after the 2000 round test. He wanted to see for himself how these components held up under that kind of stress.
And what did he find? Did the new Python hold up to all that punishment?
The lack of wear was incredibly impressive. After 2000 rounds, those key parts barely budged. It really goes to show the impact of modern manufacturing, how it can enhance even classic designs. Yeah, it's one thing to have the technology, but to see it breathe new life into a design like the Python, that's really something.
It really shows how far we've come in terms of precision engineering. But these articles weren't just about the technical stuff, right? I mean, we also got to hear about the author's personal experience shooting the new Python. So what's the verdict from the range? How does this modern Python actually handle?
That's what I love about these articles. We're not just talking about cold, hard data. We get a real sense of what it's like to shoot this revolver. And from the sounds of it, the author was pretty impressed with the Python's grip, especially how well it manages recoil. He even went as far as to compare it to the 1851 Navy Colt and its heritage.
For those of us who might not be as familiar with Colt's history, what makes the Navy Colt's grip so special?
It's all about the shape and angle of the grip. It's often called the plow handle grip.
Plow handle. That's a pretty descriptive name.
Right. So picture this. Instead of that recoil pushing straight back into your hand, the plow handle design it kind of redirects that force upwards. So instead of a sharp jolt, it's more of a gentle push.
That sounds much more pleasant to shoot, especially with a powerful round like the .357 Magnum.
Exactly. The author even said that it had the most pleasant recoil of any medium frame revolver he'd ever fired. And he's clearly no stranger to revolvers.
That's some high praise.
It is. And it wasn't just the recoil that impressed him. He also really liked the Python's trigger pull.
Ah, yes, the trigger. It could make or break a revolver. So what did he have to say about it?
He was really happy with it. It said it had a smooth, consistent break right out of the box. You know, unlike some other manufacturers where you practically need to be a gunsmith to get a smooth, consistent pull.
So Colt really put in the work at the factory to get it right.
It seems that way. The author mentioned that he had a consistent 8.5 pounds of pull throughout the entire 2,000 rounds, no issues whatsoever.
That's pretty impressive. It speaks to the quality and the attention to detail. It sounds like they really hit the mark in terms of what makes a revolver enjoyable to shoot.
Mm.
But you did say no firearm is perfect. Did he have any critiques?
He did. I mean, after 2,000 rounds, he did suggest maybe a smoother trigger face and a slightly different grip shape one that might lend itself to even faster shooting. And he also had some thoughts on the sights.
The sights. Now, that's a topic that can spark some lively debates. What did he have in mind?
Well, he proposed upgrading from the standard red ramp front sight to something a little more in line with the Python's accuracy and its legacy. He specifically mentioned a Patridge front sight with a gold bead, which he thought would offer a more precise sight picture.
I can definitely see how the standard red ramp sights might be a bit limiting for those who are really serious about their accuracy.
Exactly. And then, of course, he also brought up the lack of high-quality speed loaders currently available for the Python.
Speed loaders. They're a big deal for revolver fans, right?
Huge, especially for competitive shooting. I mean, it can make a real difference in those critical moments. And the author seemed a bit disappointed that there weren't many options beyond the standard HKS and Safariland loaders.
It does seem a bit odd that there isn't more of an aftermarket for speed loaders, given the Python's popularity.
You'd think so. But hey, maybe that's an opportunity for some enterprising manufacturers out there to step in and fill that void.
I'm sure plenty of Python owners would appreciate some more choices when it comes to speed loaders. But even with those few minor points, the big question remains, is the new Colt Python a worthy successor to the original? Can it live up to the legacy?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It really does make you think. Did Colt set out to create a better Python or just a different one?
It sounds like they accomplished both. They took this classic design, and by embracing new technology and manufacturing techniques, they managed to iron out some of those old weaknesses while still retaining the soul of the original.
And that's no small feat. I mean, some folks will always be partial to those older Pythons with their deep blue finish and the aura of history surrounding them. But when it comes to pure performance and reliability, This new generation seems to have them beat.
It's a great reminder that progress doesn't always mean starting from scratch. Sometimes it's about refining what we already have, taking something good and making it even better.
And the Colt Python is a perfect illustration of that. It's like they took this classic design, dusted it off, and injected it with a dose of modern-day precision.
This deep dive has been fascinating, really makes you think. What's been the biggest takeaway for you from these articles?
You know, it's got me thinking about nostalgia and how we tend to romanticize the past. There's this belief that older things were somehow inherently better. Now, don't get me wrong, craftsmanship and history are incredibly important, but this whole exploration of the Colt Python, it highlights how technological advancements can lead to real, tangible improvements.
It challenges that old saying, they don't make them like they used to, right?
Exactly. Sometimes they actually make them better. We shouldn't shy away from progress. It's not about discarding the past. It's about building upon it, incorporating new knowledge and techniques to enhance what we already cherish.
And the new Python is a prime example of that, taking a classic design and breathing new life into it with a little help from modern manufacturing. It really makes you wonder what other myths about classic designs could we debunk with today's technology? It's a question worth pondering. Maybe there's a treasured item you have that could be even better with a touch of modern innovation. Something to think about. But for now, we're going to have to wrap up this deep dive into the world of firearms and the evolution of a classic. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, keep those questions coming.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.